Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. There is a coup going on in Venezuela. Stay with this station throughout the day, and we'll have the very latest from Caracas and other parts of Venezuela. They have a coup d'etat. So far bloodless, but the situation very, very fluid. We'll keep you apprised of what's going on there. Always good to have Tommy White on. We bring him in once a week for a little, I guess you'd call it kind of an update on the Raider Stadium project, but so many times we end up diverting into all kinds of other stuff. And Tommy White joins us, business manager, Laborers 872, and he joins us in studio. You and I have talked off air, we've talked on air about how you don't always get along or you don't always agree with your union brothers and sisters in other unions. A great example of that is what's going on in week 13. Of the 80th Nevada Legislature, a bill that's out there relative to paid time off.
Yeah, so that's SB 312, and it's a bill that supports, you know, what we refer to as PTO, paid time off. And it's not that we as a union don't support paid time off. We do have some contracts. We do have some contracts where. We have PTO time in it, but we negotiate that, and we just don't feel that we want to allow legislators or government involved in negotiating our contract. And a perfect example is an email that I got from the business manager and the secretary treasurer of the plumbers union after he goes on in this email about. To his members about supporting different senators that are up there for supporting this bill. Last part of his email says, interesting, Labor's Local 872 opposes this bill as written and would like to exclude union members from receiving paid time off. It seems they care more about their contractors than they do about representing their members. Now, that is the far...
Is that true?
That's the furthest of the truth from Local 872. Our members know what we do to represent them and how we represent them and what we fight for. On this particular bill, we just don't believe. We believe that this would hurt us more. A bill like this is people could take advantage of. Okay. Now, like I said, we do have some contracts where there is PTO in there, but it's negotiated in. And I don't
and
think...
Am I right that from time to time, an issue like, not necessarily, but an issue like PTO might be, you might use as a bargaining chip for something else that you
want? Of course. And that's
it's
why,
a part of the negotiating
and
process.
It's part of the negotiating process. And we've had it in contracts before, and we've been able to negotiate for something better, and we took the PTO out. We just think, you know, if this is going to be used as an organizing tool to organize contractors, then maybe it should be reversed around. You know, it should say that, you know, this is has to be negotiated into a collective bargaining agreement, or you're responsible to, you know, for handling the PTO. I just believe, my members believe, my e-board believes that this potentially could be taken advantage of. You know, he writes in his email about how members get sick and how members get injured and how they need to take time off. If you're saying that taking one day off is going to, fix your injury, or taking one day off is going to stop you from or help you getting better from the flu, that we know that's not going to happen. Okay. You know, our own members, you know, they have such good relationships with their contractors that they work for, that if a member needs a time off because his wife is having a baby or his child is sick, I can almost guarantee that contractor is going to give him a couple of days off. Now, usually it's up to the contractor if the contractor is going to
and
want
by
to
the way,
pay that
And by
person.
The way, that is something that might not be in the contract, but you're of a mind that the contractor would give the guy a couple of days off.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I see it happen all the time. You know, you have different things that happen in life where you wake up one morning and your child's sick and you just can't, you know, your child can't get to school. We've seen it before. We've dealt with it where a member calls up and says, hey, my son, my daughter's sick or my wife's sick. I'm not going to be able to make it in today. Member will call over to the foreman or the contractor, or we'll call over to the foreman or the contractor, and the contractor will be like, yeah, no problem. This guy's great. Shows up to work all the time. No problem if he needs to take a couple of days off. So, I mean, it works for us the way it is right now. I don't think we need to have a law in place. I mean, I know several unions in California where they implemented this that it's actually hurt them.
How so?
Well, it's being taken advantage of.
Oh.
Right? So if you know, who's to say if what are they going to do? Negotiate into legislation how many days you get? I mean, most people that have a 40-hour week job, they have paid sick leave, right? So maybe they get one day for every 30 days they work, right? So very, very, you know, we have a lot of our members out there. They'll be working for that same contractor for 1, 2, 3 years. But we also have a lot of members that don't like that type of work. They'd rather work 2, 3 days here, 2, 3 days there. How is that ever going to build up to PTO unless it's negotiated in a contract?
So what happens? Do you call up the plumbers union business manager and give them a piece of your mind? What happens when you do come to loggerheads like this and they, in a very public way, kind of call you out?
Well, listen, I left them a message. I sent them a text. Was it cordial?
Was it were brothers and sisters in the labor movement? And,
no, when it comes to anything like that, I'm not going to be cordial. If you're going to try to throw me out there and try to say I don't represent my members or my union don't represent their members, I'm going to be far from cordial, okay? Because I know what Local 872 does for their members. We have our own charitable foundation. Everybody else wants to copy off of us now because we have our own clinic. We don't believe in sending our members to social services. You know, we represent our members a little bit different. We represent our members across the board, not only when it comes to negotiating a contract or dealing with what our contract says. So anywhere he goes, I'm going to call him out now. I mean, this is not their first time. What he does is he's lost so many battles against Local 872. So he tries getting his members riled up a little bit, and then it never winds up working out for him. And he'll lose this fight, too.
Are there other unions that might follow you and say, you know, Tommy White over at the Laborers Union, he's got it right on this particular bill. I mean, are there others that might follow you?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, there is if they wanted to use this type of language, you know, I'm sure the culinary, they have paid time off. I know our our fire department, our police department, they have paid time off. But this type of bill would not work in the construction industry. It's just now, if you had a service contract in the construction industry, this would work. But when your building and your union hall is running off of being dispatched out, and you might be called out for a 1 day job or a 2 day job, or you might be called out for a 1 year job, this type of legislation won't work for us.
Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union 872. Coming up, we're going to talk about more of what's going on during week 13 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. And also we're going to get an update. What happens on a rainy day at a work site as big as Raider Stadium? What happened yesterday when the thunder and the lightning, you can't be swinging steel in weather like that. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Tommy White, Laborers Union, Local 872, the business manager there joining us. And on a day like yesterday, you've got all these workers on a job site. And then about noon, 12 noon, thunder, lightning, torrential rain. We even had some hail. What happens on a job site like this? And obviously, safety is paramount.
Yeah, so a lot of the jobs included a stadium yesterday. A lot of them shut down because of the way the rain was coming. It was coming, like, sporadically. And probably, I'd say about 1:30, all the cars on I-15 were pulled over on the side of the road because of how the rain was coming down. But we worked our way through it. No injuries on any of the sites that I've heard of, especially on the stadium. We were watching to see if there was any lightning going to hit any of those cranes. We didn't see any of that happening, so we lucked out there. But it's kind of like, you know, the workers got, some of them got a half a day. Some of them didn't even have to come in at all. Stadium looks great, though. Even with all the rain yesterday, it still managed to. The box culvert that we built out there works just great.
I want to ask you a question because there have been a couple of stories in the media just in the last 3 or 4 days about money problems surrounding the stadium and mechanics liens and all kinds of things like that. Can you give us your knowledge of what's going on out there? Is there a problem? Is there a financing problem?
So there's no financing problem on the job, that I could tell you, because that would have to come to the Stadium Authority Board, and I haven't seen any of that. You know, I've heard this whole talk about the liens on the project and this, you know, going back and forth. I haven't seen anything to hold up that project. Mortensen, who is the general contractor out there, you know, usually if Morton's so big and, you know, if there's a lien on the job, Mortensen will bond it. And that's the way Mortensen does things, which means, you know, there's no fault of anybody. Mortensen will just handle it. I mean, it's a lot of talk. I heard some of these details. I don't see it as anything affecting that job. But the one thing I do know is there are no money issues on that job.
Everybody's getting paid that should be getting paid?
Everybody's getting paid. And, you know, listen, there's going to be change orders on any job you do, right? And I think still we're trying to figure out if there's a change order on something that maybe was missed, but I know Mortensen's got it covered.
Let me just ask you, this was a complex financing deal. You got B of A that's involved and different people, and you keep hearing that one group or another wants to pull their money out. First of all, do you hear this stuff that's out there? And I'm not sure where it comes from.
Well, it's kind of funny. I hear it from the same people you hear it from, right? So, you know, a couple of the news stations will call me up and ask me, have you heard anything of this? Or we just got this document. Can you take a look at it? But I have yet to see a document, right? So, anytime you have a job that size, you'll always have those one or two contractors that might not feel they're getting enough or might feel they should have gotten more when they first stepped into that project. So they're going to ruffle little feathers. I don't see really, and you know, after dealing directly with the owners and the Raiders organization and the project itself, I haven't seen anything come up with anybody pulling financing, anybody pulling money out. I really think there's more people that want to be part of the stadium than what is actually out there. You know, let's see what's going to happen when the naming rights come, right? You know, those are usually big dollars when people want to start naming what, you know, the name of a stadium, right?
And when and where will that money go?
I believe that money will go to the Raiders if they're going to choose who names it, right? I mean, everybody likes Raider Stadium or Las Vegas Stadium.
But if somebody's got $50 million,
well,
it can be the Tommy White Stadium.
Yeah, well, the Tommy White don't have $50 million, but unless I hit one of those big lotteries in California.
Let me just ask you, though, but a day like yesterday sets you back, what, one full day?
You know, I don't even really think it sets us back one full day.
By the way, is there any indoor work right now that's going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, in other words, that would not be impacted?
No. So, you know, we talked about last time. We've already installed the airflow system, the ductwork. We're already, you know, doing drywall. They're already doing metal studs out there. So, some of the electrical is being ran. So, you know, I don't see – I think what happens if – when I know what happens is when we have a project that size – and you have a little bit of weather problems, you move from one section of the job site over to the other section where it's not getting wet. So it never sets us back.
Well, all I know is every time I come by the stadium, there's something I see that's new, a new hanging piece of the roof or something. And it's so fun to see this thing actually developing. Can you notice it? I mean, you're there, what, three times a week, five times a week?
I notice it whether I'm passing by or whether I'm looking out at the window from my office, which is way on Jones and Sahara, right? So we could actually see the cranes and the roof sections going up. You will see the majority of the roof will be completed by the first week of June.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like soon.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see a lot of those sections going up. It's always been, you know, and I noticed from doing the Hoover Dam bypass, is you have April, May, and June are the windiest months in Las Vegas, no matter what year you looked at. So it's kind of a hit and miss on those days. But the way technology is now, you know when the wind's going to come 2 days, 3 days before. So the rain yesterday, I don't think anybody expected it for it to come down like it did yesterday.
No, but that was the mother of all storms.
To watch the northwest area in Las Vegas, to see the manhole covers coming up out of the ground. So it tells you where most of the water went.
Wow. It is always fun to have you. Thank you so much. But July 2020, we are still on track, right?
We are on track, and there's nothing that's going to take us off track. So.
I love it. Tommy White, he is the business manager, Laborers Union 872. They're out. In fact, they're all over the Southern Nevada, all over the place with new projects. But the big one that everybody's talking about is Raider Stadium, and it is on track. Even with a rain day yesterday and the high winds and the lightning and the thunder and all that, they are still very much on track. Tommy White joining us from Laborers Union 872. Stick around. We got a lot of ground to cover today. Coming up, a local city councilman is making waves about something he said, supposedly. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Walt. Good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's starting to happen. Even people that are not running for re-election, they're starting to ask some very they're just starting to do some bizarre stuff. Did you hear about Las Vegas City Councilman Bob Coffin? Supposedly, Bob Coffin at Coffin for Council, replying to Ralston reports, and here's the tweet. This legendary fabulist has one peer, and that is King George III. Talking about Trump, obviously. Parliament knew he was not sane, and they treated him like a pet. Our present day lords and ladies cannot allow this another moment, and we can only pray that he dies in his sleep. threatening the president of the United States. Last time I checked was a federal crime. I wonder if Bob Coffin is going to be hearing from the Secret Service, the lovely people at the Secret Service. That goes to now there are a lot of people that believe something should happen to Bob Coffin. You just cannot say that kind of stuff about the president of the United States. I'm sorry. Free speech and all. We protect the president of the United States with people called the Secret Service. That's just bizarre. In fact, I love it. Jim Marchant running for Congress in CD4 sent out an email that begins, "The far left is unhinged." You think so? I just love that. Okay, the latest polling, and this is bizarre. The latest polling, and I'll just tell you this. This is surprising to me. You know, we've heard so much about how the Democrat Party is tilting to the left, radically to the left. AOC. You've got 20 candidates for president announced, and there's probably another 20 waiting in the weeds for people to drop out so they can have their turn as a presidential wannabe. And so there's this new poll that's just out, and it's I'm serious. This is a CNN SSRS poll conducted April 25 through 29, so that's up to yesterday. Joe Biden has opened up a commanding lead, grabbing 39% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents, more than double the support of his next closest rival, Bernie Sanders, who's at 15%. So you got Biden at 39%, Bernie at 15%, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, at 8%. This is unbelievable. No, I'm serious. Let me give this to you again so you can digest it. Joe Biden, 39%. Bernie at 15%. Elizabeth Warren at 8%. Pete Buttigieg, the gay mayor of South Bend, at 7%. Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, at 6%. Kamala Harris, believe it or not, at 5%. No. Biden's support leaped. In fact, it jumped 11% in the last month. Buttigieg, he jumped 6 points. Everybody else lost ground. So what's going on in the Democrat Party? I thought this was the super liberal, progressive, radical, socialist group of people. And now we're finding out that those liberal socialist group of people can't hold a candle to Joe Biden, kind of Mr. Moderate. So explain that one to me. That makes no sense at all. I'm going to give you those numbers again because, to me, this tells me, well, maybe the Democrat Party isn't the radicalized group we thought it was. That maybe most Democrats are just regular people, and all they want to do is beat Trump. That seems to be one of the issues for people in the Democrat Party, is all they want to do is beat Trump. They don't care who it is, what they believe, how progressive they are. It all comes down to beating Trump. The top issue for Democrats and leaners was, believe it or not, combating climate change. The most important attribute for a candidate was ability to beat Trump. Biden's early message focused on beating Trump, but he leads 19 other candidates among all major demographic groups, including half of non-white voters. Two-thirds of voters said they could still change their mind about which candidate they support. And by the way, if you're keeping track at home, Biden's lead in the CNN poll is slightly larger than in the Monday morning consult poll that we quoted on Monday, which had Biden leading Sanders 36% to 22%. Clearly, Biden has moved out in front. One of the things we're going to do in our next segment, is it possible that the Democrat Party isn't as, shall we say, progressive as we thought? Does it turn out there are more moderate thinking Democrats than we give them credit for? We hear about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We hear about Kamala Harris and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. We hear about all these people. Okay? But then we find out that when a pollster calls them, they all of a sudden turn squishy, moderate. I mean, because that's what Joe Biden is next to some of these people. Next to some of these, you know, the other 19 presidential wannabes, they are way to the left. Am I right on this or am I missing something? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, in fact, at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is it possible we have misjudged the Democrats? Is it possible that they are a more moderate group than we give them credit for? I mean, the radicals among the Democrats get all the publicity. They get all the FaceTime. They get all the town halls on CNN. But is it possible their bark is worse than their bite? Is it possible that when push comes to shove, they will vote for a moderate Democrat? You know, remember, this is a guy that voted for mandatory minimums. You know, the criminal justice reform from Bill Clinton. Remember that? And Bill and Hillary. Is it possible that that's what we're seeing? Think about that for a minute. But those numbers are stunning. I understand there's a bump. There's always a bump. But I heard even today that Bernie Sanders is going after Joe Biden, saying, you know, this guy talks a good game, but I did this and I did that, and I supported this and I supported that. And he did a compare and contrast, a pretty good one, on Joe Biden. And apparently some of the candidates, not all, but some of the candidates are already taking off the gloves and going after Joe Biden. Because I'm just telling you, they better do it now, or this race might be over. These 19 other candidates may have nothing to talk about in another couple of days because the race may already be conceded to Joe Biden. That's what we're talking about. One of the things that I think is interesting in this poll is the fact that a bunch believe that they could change their mind. In fact, I was just looking at this. This was a poll of over 1,000 adults nationwide over the phone, but the sample of 411 Democrat and Democrat-leaning independent voters has a margin of error of plus or minus 5.9%. But even with that, 39%, that's huge. That is absolutely huge. And what I like are the names that are out there. There are a lot of people that are running that didn't even make it out of single digits. I mean, you look at this. And by the way, Biden's lead is well beyond the margin of error. Again, 39% Biden, 15% for Bernie. Stick around. More to do. We'll take a quick break. You want to join us? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, though, at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And do we need to take a look at the Democrat Party a little differently than we may have thought? We thought they were all hanging out on the left with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it may be that they're not as flaming liberal as we give them credit for. Some of that may be just they just want anybody. They want Joe Gump or anybody that can beat Trump. That seems to be the motivating factor. We'll talk about that and more coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wald. The program, live and local now.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I want to ask you a question. There is a petition out there for Bob Coffin to resign. I know he's not running for re-election that I know of. But Bob Coffin tweeted out at Coffin for Council, and he was replying to Ralston Reports. And he said, this legendary fabulist has one peer, and that is King George III. Parliament knew he was not sane, and they treated him like a pet. Our present-day lords and ladies cannot allow this another moment, and we can only pray that he dies in his sleep. You tell me, is this the sort of person you want sitting on your Las Vegas City Council? Call me right now. Let me know. At 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's just bizarre stuff. Something else that I wanted you to hear. People are on the left are trying to pin the Poway Synagogue attack on President Trump. In fact, let's go to cut 9. This is just a simple montage of where is this from? This is from CNN and MSNBC. And just listen, Morning Joe and a whole bunch of folks out trying to get the president. Here it is.
We have a president who not only will not acknowledge that we have an epidemic of white nationalist terror after New Zealand said just a few people, he's providing the mood music for it.
The blood that is spilled is on your hands. We are so past dog whistles now, Donald. You are just inciting violence.
What we have is a president who delegates violence, who calls on people to be violent, right? And so the violence comes to the forefront.
That's what they're saying about our president, and somehow trying to pin what could have been a massacre. As such, it was a horrible tragedy, but trying to pin that on the president, and that is just flat out wrong. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get back to your phone calls. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
You know, you started my day off just perfect. That last person that just talked, you made a comment about what he said. He sounds so stupid. You know what? I'll bet you when he walks down the street and steps in dog poo, he thinks it's something that smells like roses. That's how stupid the guy is.
That's Morning Joe. Come on. You can't be trashing Morning Joe. He's either a current or a former Republican. He's a former member of Congress. He ran as a Republican. He is much different today. Trust me. He is much different today. One of the things we like to do on this program is provide a platform for people with an opinion, with people that want the world to be better and think they have an idea of how to make the world better. It's what we do every day on this program. It's called Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
And by the way, I've got great news. I got great news. We were talking with Tommy White, who is the business manager for Laborers 872. And by the way, he's a conservative. I know. You would never guess. A local labor leader who comes on a conservative talk show. I got to tell you, I think it's great. I love our relationship with Tommy and with his membership. And that's why I always honk my horn when I go by the stadium project, the Raider Stadium, just because I'm hoping that somebody there will hear. Just kind of a shout-out. No, just a shout-out to the Laborers Union Local 872. Stick around. Coming up, we are going to be caller-intensive in our 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Bob Coffin. Is it time for him to go? Has that ill-fated text, is that a reason for him to go? No, I'm serious. The guy says, the lords and ladies cannot allow this another moment. We can only pray that he dies in his sleep. Maybe it is time for Bob. Maybe we should not wait till the election to get rid of Bob Coffin. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.